Oh, I was late adding you to the stream.
No, you were. I was first. Wait, for we're supposed to do everything together. Hello, everyone. Frank and Darren here. Very nice day for a Slaughter Lamb live episode. We're getting used to doing these weekly. These are pretty good. A little half hour, hour for you guys. You know, take a load off and chat movies or chat about us or like people are doing in the chat room. Chatting about Kelly Meeker.
Is what that I'm what's doing going on?
Yeah, yeah. You guys are funny.
What did you think to my new intro there? I just knocked that up.
I love that. I love the explosion, you know. Is Jeff Goldblum following a fly?
I don't know. I figured that, you know, because we do these things so kind of off the cuff sometimes. A lot of time we don't have time to let people know. We just, because the time we have together to do this, Frank and I only meet maybe once or twice a week to record stuff or to go live. And, you know, sometimes we just think, right, let's do it. Let's just go live now. And I never had an intro at all for the last few times we did it. So I just knocked something up this afternoon. And, yeah, it was fun.
When Darren says to me all the time, do you want to go live? Do you want to do live right now? I said, I hope you brought protection.
Chester Franklin Jr. is in the chat. Hey, Chester, yeah, how are you doing? He's first. He's always first. Kevin Fishgal, another live. I can't take it.
Oh, well, you better take it.
It's happening.
This is what's going to happen all the time.
Halloween Ends, Batshit Scary says, Halloween Ends rumored date for a trailer is 21st of July before Nope. That would make sense.
Yeah.
That would make sense with that or with Black Phone. Is it Black Phone? Yeah, Black Phone.
Black Phone. I'm interested in seeing that. I think Ethan Hawke is going to be creepy in this.
Yeah.
I might just go see this in the movies instead of whatever I watch my movies on.
Yeah. Go to the cinema, Frank, for a change.
Pay some wages and support the cinema folk, right? Yeah.
Happy Sanjo's in the chat. Hi, by the way. Laugh my ass off. Oh, okay. Keep laughing, Happy.
Oh, Happy, your item shipped, just to let you know.
Oh, was that the...
He won the little spinach.
The quiz.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, Tom, Yorkshire Horror Show.
Hey, Tom.
Happy again says, and by the way, the uncut release of Tammy and the T-Rex released by Vinegar Syndrome makes the movie so good. Gore and some kills are thrown back in. What the hell is that?
It's Tammy and the T-Rex. You never heard of Tammy and the T-Rex?
No.
Neither have I. We'll move on.
Okay. Coy, drop me a note and tell me what that is, because I've never heard of that. That's interesting. Who else have we got in here? There's Coy and Chester having a chat there. Geeked Out Turtle fan. Hey everyone. Hey Turtle, how you doing? William Kozlowski, hope everyone is having a great day. Thank you, William. And was it William that posted that picture of of those misfits that supposedly look like me and you?
Yeah, that was fantastic. You're never allowed back here again.
And I'm a little person in that picture.
Yeah. Apparently you're my boss and I'm some ogre. but it was funny. We love stuff like
good.
That.
It was
taking
good.
The piss out of us. Good job.
It was good. Where else are we now? The Gulag. Winks.
The Gulag.
The Gulag's been binging our stuff recently. He keeps chipping in with all the episodes he's watching. Everyday Horror. Hey, buddy, how are you doing? Thanks for
Hump
joining.
Day.
Yeah, thanks for joining the stream today. Good to see you. Happy Sanjo's there again. RJ Skarenki, when is your next Friday night best and worst of show? Hopefully, if I can pull it together. We've just recorded two episodes, literally just an hour ago, and we did Critters, which was a Patreon win by Jeff Faust, who chose Crit. He chose three films for us to choose from. He chose The Exorcist, which we will come to one day. He chose The Serpent and the Rainbow, and he chose Critters. And Critters immediately kind of grabbed our attention. So we've just recorded Critters this afternoon, which was fun. So I'm trying to get that out on Friday night. We've also got the live stream on Saturday, which is the best and worst of fathers in horror films. That's going to be a lot of fun. We've picked our 10 best and 10 worst, and we're going to try and do that live. So there's a lot going on this weekend. I'm hoping we're going to maybe try and record something on Friday as well for next week. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. Jim Dorsey's in. Hey, Jim, how are you doing?
Hey, Jim. Known Jim for a while, a long time.
Yeah. Happy Sanders says, the live stream blue balls are killing me.
We have that effect on people. We're giving people blue balls, Dan. I've had blue balls. How about yourself?
They weren't blue.
It's a feeling, though. It's a feeling.
Is it? I don't know. I'm not familiar with that, but I can imagine. Good Real Hunting's in. Hey, Brett, how are you doing?
Hey, Brett, what's up?
Who else have we got? Andrew Wilson. Hello, peeps.
Hey, what's up, man?
Who else? Who else have we got in here?
Oh, Dara, we have to say something really quick. Happy and Andrew are new members of YouTube.
Oh, have we got some?
Yeah. They just became the members for the YouTube perk.
Yeah, I literally set that up about an hour or two ago. For those of you that are not Patreon members, or even if you are a Patreon member, it might apply to you. I don't know. But you can now join our YouTube members program, which gives you all the access that you get if you're a Patreon. It's the same price, but you get access to our content 24 hours early, our pre-recorded content. You get your name on the card on the shows. You get a shout out, and also you get like icons and emojis, and you can color your name a different color, and there's all sorts of things. I haven't quite got my head around it yet. I've just kind of launched it. I wasn't going to mention it, but it seems that we've had a few people join already, which is great. So thank you very much. Was it Andrew? Was there another one I saw up there as well?
Yeah, Andrew and Happy.
Oh, fantastic. Cheers, guys.
Thanks, man.
Men? Yeah. Who else have we got here?
Miss Carter's here.
Hey, Miss Carter.
Veronica's here. Hey, Veronica. I know she's been chit-chatting with my wife. It's always fun.
Yeah.
Big Al's here. Hey, what's going on? Duke.
And happy birthday, Mrs. Riker, as well.
Yeah.
For yesterday.
Happy birthday. Yep.
Shamrock Balls says, Frank probably can't find his Kelly cut out. She's run off with Loomis.
Loomis is here. Yeah, listen, guys, I saw the comments before we started about Kelly. So, first of all, we all know Kelly Meeker is a lady, right? The problem is, though, she needs her rest. Beauty needs to rest. I can't just pull her in and out of the closet every time I want to see her. You know, you got to handle Kelly certain times. That's why Loomis is so pissed. You know, I'm not delicate with him. I used to be delicate. This was great. This is my grandfather. Remember, Dara? Remember that we were supposed to...
The guy who created it for you thought... He rang you and said, oh, the standee of your grandfather's ready.
Oh, my God.
You do look alike. moving on. double D what? No, that's not fair, mate. No. We don't say things like that.
And nah, he's okay. Yeah, come on. He's
yeah, good. That's not good.
Yeah, but it's us.
Yeah. So worst of critters. One thing critters. A new what? A new binge, aka critters. A new cringe.
New batch.
New batch. Is that what it's called?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Phil Knowles says, good evening, gentlemen. This is my first time to catch you live. Absolutely love the channel. Really good stuff. Listen to your old Elm Street 3 best and worst on my lawnmower yesterday. You were cutting the grass listening to us. That's fantastic.
Imagine someone said, I was listening to you while gardening my petunias.
Like the straight story.
That's cool, Phil. I like that. See, you know what it is? Because when you're doing yard work... I have a decent sized property. I'm always out there pulling weeds and doing the lawnmower thing like you were. You have your headphones in.
Yeah.
But it's hard to keep that lawnmower noise out. Darren, you don't mow the lawn, do you?
No. I don't have grass that grows.
Is it fake grass?
I have allergies, so I've got kind of really good looking fake grass.
Pipe cleaners.
No, it's not like that. This is proper. You would swear it's real when you look out there. It's good. I can't cut grass. I'd be like struggling to breathe if I did that.
You'd be swelling.
Yeah. did we have Steve Goldstone in here as well? Am I missing something? I think I saw his name.
No, he's here. Yep, he's here.
Hey, Steve.
Yep. Hey, Steve.
What else have we got here? Happy Sanjo says, this is Tammy and the T-Rex. Denise Richards in one of Paul Walker's first movie. It was a horror movie with awesome special effects, but cut by the studio. Vinegar Syndrome added them back in.
Okay.
Okay, cool. I'll maybe check that out then. Oh, look at Maya's fanboy trying to get attention. Did I miss something there? Oh, is that Fatchy? Is that Matt? I don't know.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Matt, how are you doing?
Yeah. Hey, Brandon. I hope you're feeling a lot better. And that's, I hope you're doing okay. And I'm sending you best wishes. I'm sure Darren's sending you wishes, best wishes.
Yeah, did I miss that? What was that?
It's at 146. Brandon ran underneath Phil, underneath the lawnmower comment. Yeah, man, I hope you're doing okay. Wow.
I can't find it. Who is it? Brandon. Oh, Brandon.
You feel terrible.
From hospital on my 13th day in. Just shut me.
Jeez.
Wow.
Well,
Are you mean to say shoot me there or?
Just shoot me.
I hope you're doing well, Brandon.
Yeah.
Get well soon. Steve Goldstone is in. Hey, Steve. What else have we got?
We got a super chat.
We have? Oh, yeah. Cody. Frank giving us some blue. Here's some green. I did like what Cody put on Dave's channel the other night. Was it? Here's some money. Yeah. Thanks, Cody. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Okay. So, hi, guys. Bit late to the show today. What do you both think of Dr. Sleep?
I like Dr. Sleep.
Hmm.
There's some parts that are long. I saw the director's cut, which is I think a half hour longer, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so did I.
However, there's one part that made me feel terrible, and that was the baseball player kid scene.
Yes,
oh my god, I just wanted that scene to end. And that little boy as an actor did an amazing job being in agony.
He did.
Oh my god,
I was surprised as to how good it was. It was Flanagan, wasn't it? Mike Flanagan.
Yep.
And I loved what they did with the overlook. And the fact that they didn't try to, they trusted the viewer to kind of use their own imagination when it came to the Jack Nicholson lookalike, because he wasn't really a lookalike. He kind of looked a little bit like
it's him, only in hair though.
But I preferred that to them trying to sort of de-age Jack Nicholson or use CG or something like that. I thought it was like, yeah, that I believed it was him as soon as he came on screen.
Yeah. Imagine they cut him out of Chinatown and just put him there, and they put him in that the 40s clothing. You're like, what the hell?
We'd just lift him from another film. Lift him from...
they put him in Joker. He's the Joker. The bar. Joker.
No, I'd lift him when he's in that cinema in The Departed.
Yeah. Give it to me. Give it to me. Jesus.
Duke Fleet says, I got to go, guys. Enjoy the show. Thank you, Duke. Cheers.
Thanks for coming in, Duke. It's always nice to see you.
Yeah.
Take care, buddy.
What else have we got here?
We got a super chat.
We have. Good Reel must be a McRae minion. That's sad. Is that... we got another... yeah.
It's all right.
Okay. Darren, I have allergies. Jordan says, Darren, I have allergies. 2 5G pitch as a garden is the dream. 5G pitch?
Yeah, I think it's the grass.
Oh, is it? Okay. Oh, okay. Chester says, Darren and Frank, do you guys have a favorite version of the Shape Storks theme? For me, it's Halloween 2 version of the Shape Storks theme by Howarth. That version was good. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with Chester with that one. It was a different change to the original sound.
Hmm.
I think this is the first time Alan Haworth came in.
Yeah.
It helped. And then we get to Halloween 3, which is not, there's no, you know, stalking music or anything like that. But then it updated it to get into that electronic mode.
Mm.
I agree with you, Chester. Yep.
Yeah, no, it's a great version. It really is. Yep. And by the way, Frank is going solo this next week. Frank has recorded his experience of seeing a Halloween movie for the first time, just in a similar way to what I did. And I found some great music to put to it today, Frank. So what are you cringing at? It's good. What you did is good. I'm looking forward to piecing it together.
Yeah, I think everybody's gone solo once in their life, Darren.
Yeah, honestly. Well,
you picked me to be your partner, so
Chininiman, hi Chantel.
Hey.
Sends in $5 Canadian, says, hey guys, thank you for making my day at work temporarily tolerable. Tongue twister.
Tyrannable.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know, we're glad to have you here too.
Yeah.
It's always nice to see you.
Tommy Knocker, the horror guy, says, hey guys, hope all is well with you. I'm getting buried on the groups today. Excuse me. I'm getting buried on the groups today because I said that the first Friday the 13th is really not all that good. Back me up or throw more dirt on my body, please. Well, Frank can start with this.
Yeah, we both agree it's not really a good movie. It's not a whodunit. It's not a whodunit movie. It's very long. It drags. I get it. I get it what it does. It's the first movie of one of everyone's favorite series. We get it. Damn, is it just, you know, I can't take this, you know, cut scenes from The Killing. I think Marcy's the only one who died that we see on screen, except for the camp cook. We see that on screen.
Yeah. Well, it's Kevin Bacon as well. You know.
But it's just so long.
It does peak and trough, does the film. And we've said this loads of times, because it plays out like a whodunit. And it isn't a whodunit because you haven't got a cat and hell's chance of guessing who it is. It you're guessing all the way through, and it gives you opportunities to guess who it is by showing you boots and hands and sleeves and things like that.
Knuckles.
Knuckles. And so you're thinking, it's him, it's her, it's him. I just feel cheated when I watch it. I don't think it's the worst in the series, although I think Frank does. Because it's Savini and some of the effects work are fantastic and Harry Manfredini's score superb, but I'm not a massive fan of the original Friday the 13th. Not like I am with Halloween, the original.
Mm-hmm.
I back you up on that, Tommy Knocker. It's I wouldn't say it's not all that good. I'd just say it's not my favorite in the series by a long shot. Thank you, Cody. Did we have a super chat from Andrew?
We had a couple.
Rusty Nail 79 says, hey guys, just wondering what your thoughts are on the reboot of The Exorcist by Blumhouse. Personally, I'm cautiously optimistic. Frank?
There's some stuff that shouldn't be touched. I mean, we're all going to go see this in the theater. But what's next for Blumhouse? Taking some of the Universal monsters and redoing them, doing some Alfred Hitchcock. I don't want to see a remake. Is what made Exorcist? The Exorcist is what has been voted what the scariest movie of all time. And we've now are going to lose some of that charm of the first one by seeing this remake. Or is it going to be
a sequel.
It's a sequel. So again, Blumhouse is doing it again, negating everything. I think actually Exorcist 3 is actually a pretty damn good movie. So are we supposed to forget everything else again?
Yeah, I don't know whether they're asking us to forget the other two or whether it's a direct. I think it's a direct. I think it's a direct sequel to the first one, because Ellen Burstyn's in it, isn't she?
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that's what the plan is.
No news about Linda Blair, right?
Nothing yet. I would imagine that they are saving that. They're keeping that up their
sleeve.
What's
she doing? Because,
no, exactly. I mean, what else is she going to do? She's going to say no.
She's with her animals. You know, she's got an animal shelter out in California.
Yeah.
You know?
And she did Repossessed, for God's sake. So why wouldn't she do this?
Hell Night.
Yeah. Thanks for that, Rusty.
Thanks, Rusty.
Yeah, no, I'm like you. I'm kind of like, if he does it nice and classily, I'll watch it. And I don't think there's, you know, a lot of people are really divisive about the Halloween films, but they're well-made movies.
It's going to be one of those movies where they're going to say, okay, he got it. Or they're going to say, what a terrible way for him to just leave this series alone.
Yeah.
Just don't touch it. You know, I mean, could you imagine them doing a Gremlins and take it away, New Batch, and just doing another movie, and this time they have, you know, heads rolling and dogs being eaten. I mean, you would love it.
I would love it. Well, we spoke about this earlier when we were recording, when we were doing Critters, and one of the things that I, because I'm not a huge Gremlins fan, nor am I a huge Goonies fan either. The reason why I'm not a huge Gremlins fan is the fact that we didn't get the movie that they set out to make. It was supposed to be a hell of a lot more kind of R-rated, and, you know, there was more to the, what was it? Did you say they ate the dog?
Yeah, they ate Barney.
Yeah, yeah. There was a lot more to the movie before they went into production, and then they just started to scale back, didn't they, as they were filming and made it more family-friendly. I wanted to see that grisly movie they set out to make, and that's why I kind of... At the time when Gremlins came out, I was too busy watching, you know, the Halloweens and Friday the 13th and Elm Streets and all that kind of stuff. So it was pretty tame for me at that time. I can appreciate it now, but I always wanted to see the movie they set out to make. Steve Goldstone says, come on, Frank, we want to see your solo stuff.
That's a different level of our Patreon.
Andrew Stevens says $5 and says, take my damn money. Thank you, buddy. That's pretty kind of you.
It goes right back to you guys. Seriously. It just, you know, we don't stuff it underneath our mattress, or it just goes into Bitcoin. we are actually, it may go for gas and a carton of milk, but no, it goes right back to the channel. Darren and I don't divvy into it.
Nice.
It's, you know, when we had our trivia, that's the money went to whoever came on, and you know, that's what we use it for. It's basically giving back to you guys for allowing us to do this, and we appreciate the community we're building.
Yeah, and there's all sorts of costs you probably don't know about. Like, you know, the show we're doing now is costing us to do this because we have to pay a platform to host off of. And also the podcast side of things, the hosting of the podcast, the audio podcast, we have to pay for that. There's the equipment we use. It kind of all sort of just goes back into it. So it's not like we can retire or anything like that. It does all go back into the channel. Yeah, well, you know, some people are like, where's all the... And even, like, super chats. Just sat there. Yeah.
Smoking hams, you know.
On my fake grass.
Yeah. It doesn't catch on fire, right? It just sits there and just fizzles away. I'm thinking your grass is like the Beetlejuice graveyard model. You know, that type of grass.
You're pretty close.
Plastic. Nice fucking model.
Oh, dear. Who's this? I wish you guys would let us know about Ted Hollister's bloody bush. I wish you guys could let us know about these things. I've been passively watching videos about pigeons for 5 hours. We did put an alert out about an hour before we went. It went on the Facebook page, it went on the Patreon page, and it went on YouTube as well. So I don't know what else we could do to let you guys know that it's happening. But
maybe put it on the foot of a pigeon.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, we can send a message out by pigeon. We're going live. Ted, yeah, Ted, sorry, Ted Hollister, but thanks for joining us anyway. You're more than welcome. Brandon Collins says, am I mental or did we actually see Kelly Meeker's boobs in Halloween 4 when it first came out? Even Joe Bob says so. Did they mess with the negative? I don't know. She had a bra on.
No, Mustafa Akkad didn't want to show any frontal nudity. However, there's a bit of side against a nice warm fireplace. And I guess you could, if you play with your I got to be careful because somebody I know and care about deeply is in the chat. you could
Mrs. R.
You could see
whatever. Power Packers is a new member. Thank you very much, Power
hey,
Packers.
Thanks, that's, man.
I don't think we must have gained 3 new members during this. That's fantastic. Thank
Great.
You, buddy. Chidinaman says, oh man, I really want to discuss the weird murderous Winnie the Pooh movie. I'm from Winnipeg, the city Winnie the Pooh was named after. Our city is very excited. I saw that. This was a joke. Is that real?
I don't know how if Disney allowed something like this. I think it's called Honey or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Let me check this out.
It's
later.
It's a Winnie the Pooh with a like knife or something.
Yeah, he's killing people.
Wow. While you check that out, I've got I'll read this super chat out. So
yeah.
Let me have a look. Geeked Out Turtle fan 42 says favorite and least favorite Stephen King movie. This $5 should help for a drop of gasoline. Thank you, buddy.
Blood and Honey is called.
It's called what? Sorry.
Blood and Honey.
Blood and Honey. So it is genuine.
Yes, it is. They're changing the names, of course, you know, to protect it. But it's absolutely. You should see Piglet.
Yeah. Well, somebody, Alan Purty says, did you see the one that made of the banana splits? I didn't see it all. I actually put it on. It was on one of the streaming channels. I put it on. It was damn awful. So I turned it off. But yeah, if it's in that league, then Chantel, you've probably got a lot to worry about rather than get excited about. Phil Knowles sends in €4.99.
Thanks,
having
man.
A barbecue with my poor fiance who has to listen to you two every night. She says hi.
Hi.
Hello, future Mrs. Knowles. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for bringing him along too.
What else have we got here? So we have, I love this guy's name, just another horror fan. Winnie the Pooh is public domain now.
Oh,
is
okay.
that why they're doing it?
Oh, okay. Nice.
That would make sense. And Miss Carter says, it's true. I guess I saw a trailer for it. Wow. Julian Salgado says,
hey, man.
How you guys doing? I don't know if you were asked yet. Did you guys see Jurassic World yet? How would you guys rank them?
I haven't seen it yet because it just came out Friday. I'm going to hold off on it. I'm going to hold off on it a little bit because I know it's probably crowded.
Yeah.
It did take away and dent Top Gun, didn't it? It probably did some damage to its
I think so, but level. Top Gun's going to play and play. I saw Top Gun last week. I thought it was terrific.
Yeah. I kind of like the Jurassic Park series in order, if you could believe that. The first one is always going to be the best. Anything with Jeff Goldblum starring is going to be great. The third one was okay. I think the third one we got introduced to to pterodactyls first. which was good. And,
that's an eerie scene on that rope bridge when it just kind of is walking towards them
between in the mist and the water.
A really
from the waterfall.
Creepy scene.
Mm-hmm.
Geeked Out Turtle Fan says you didn't answer my super chat. What was the?
Oh, where is it, dude?
Let me just have a look. Oh yeah, no, I read it out and then we got sidetracked.
Okay, sorry about
that. Okay, sorry about that. Favorite and least favorite Stephen King movie.
My favorite Stephen King.
I'm just gonna Google just so I've got
Maximum Overdrive. I know people like some of that, but it's
That's not your favorite, is it?
No. That's my least favorite. But he also did another one called Trucks, I think, which is basically the same thing, I believe. I kind of don't like Cujo. Now, I think Cujo is an excellent, excellent movie. However, I think it's also heartbreaking. That's why I kind of don't like it. However, I do like how the St. Bernard was almost going to bite Dee Wallace after they gave it sedatives. Back then, that's the thing that bothered me, too. They sedated a lot of these St. Bernards. They get them to do a lot of things. But as this thing was waking up, it was growling. And she's like, get this thing off of me. It's a tour de force. Cujo is a good movie, but not for me personally. I hate seeing animals suffer. Especially when they killed about 12 different church cats in Pet Cemetery in order to get a shot
Jesus.
In that movie. I've kind of liked, I think the favorite one I could watch all the time is Silver Bullet.
Yeah, I like Silver Bullet. Are we staying away from the obvious ones like Green Mile and Shawshank?
Yeah, Christine is good. I know Chester loves Christine. Yeah. I love Christine. Yeah. I'm actually getting a little bit warmed up to Thinner.
Hmm. Okay, I haven't seen that.
Yeah. How about yourself?
If we're leaving aside The Mist, the obvious ones, Shawshank, Green Mile, that kind of thing, I would have to say... let me have a look now. I think Christine is great. I have a soft spot for The Running Man,
which is written underneath his pseudonym, right?
Yeah. The Mist is great. Creepshow, I really liked, because didn't he write some of the stories in that?
Yeah.
Worst one. Oh, Misery for sure.
Oh
yeah.
My God! Yes, Misery. Of course.
Worst ones are, what was the one, Sleepwalkers? I remember watching that in the cinema when it came out, and I thought it was terrible.
You don't like incest?
Oh, Jesus. Sleepwalkers I wasn't a fan of at all. The Cell. I remember that one. I remember my wife telling me how good the book The Cell was, and then the film came out, and it was terrible. What else? Carrie's good. I like Carrie. Obviously.
He's starting to dip off a little bit, isn't he? You know, like The Dark Tower.
Moving on.
Okay.
Mrs. Riker says... Frank loves a good side boob.
Moving on.
Endorsement from
moving
your
on,
wife.
Moving on, like. Moving on, moving on,
moving on. Where are we now? Let's have a look. We've done that one. We've done that one. It's like Wizard of Oz, public domain, but Disney owns their versions. Okay, that makes sense then. It's just slipped. One second. There was somebody that was asking when our new viewer here, Alan Purty, says, new viewer here, just discovered you guys. You're great. I love your banter and your knowledge. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Alan. Appreciate it.
That's really kind of you. Darren and Frank, would you consider reviewing Alice, Sweet Alice?
It's a good movie.
Let me just, I don't know if I've seen that. One second.
It's a Betty Davis.
Oh, right.
It's creepy, right, Miss Carter? It's creepy.
Let me have a look. Brooke Shields, right?
Brooke Shields
is in Alice, Sweet Alice.
Yes. Wait.
Have you got the right one here, Frank?
I'm talking about the other one. Oh yeah, that's right. Sorry. The Betty Davis one, whatever. I was thinking of Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
Ah, right. Okay.
Never mind. Yeah. Alice, Sweet Alice with Brooke Shields. Yeah. Now I remember. Thank you. My God.
We wouldn't rule anything out, I don't think.
No, we could do some, you know, I always told Darren, let's do best and worst of, you know, our cheesy movies that had great posters. Mm. I know you have Mad Men. Did you watch that yet?
Mad Men? Oh, the Blu-ray I bought. Yeah. I haven't watched it yet. No, there's a lot of those kind of 80 slasher things that I have stacked up. That, like, I bought Alligator recently, which I have seen, which I need to watch again. Madman's on the pile. We need to bash through some of these things, I mm-hmm. think, don't we? Mm-hmm. Happy hey, Sandra has just brought up a good movie, which I haven't seen for a long time. Intruder, which is mm-hmm. the one in the supermarket. Yep. That's a pretty tough movie, is that? If you see the uncut version of that, it is something. That bandsaw moment when the guy's head gets pushed across it is... Cody Snyder says, Darren, how dare you? What did I do? What did I say? Did I slag off a film that he loves or something? I don't know. Langoliers, says yeah, Power Packers.
Yeah, I think it was a TV movie with Balky from Perfect Strangers.
Mm.
Had these weird, you know, munchy things. Dean Stockwell was in it. It's not bad. It's not bad. Remember the, what is it, Storm of the Century? That one was okay. Oh, one of the best TV movie of him for all time was It.
Yeah. I do enjoy the TV version. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Dead Zone, says P. Rich.
Yep.
Good one. Good
now
one.
We're getting yeah, on a Stephen King that. Tangent, aren't we?
Yeah.
Thank you, Julian.
Happy Sandra says, I do like Alligator is fantastic. And mm-hmm. Frank and I have been waiting for it to be a decent version to be released because you just really couldn't get a decent version of it anyway. And it did come out last month. We both bought it, but we haven't got around to reviewing it yet. So we will do that. Let me have a look. Justin Grace Goodrich, who's one of our new Patreons. Welcome, Justin.
Hey, Justin.
Thoughts on doing another watch-along video, perhaps one of Halloween Kills just before Halloween Ends is released? Cheers, TSL. Yes, I've been meaning to mention this to Frank, that we need to do a few watch-alongs. And I'm quite up for looking at 2018 and Kills again.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we also would do... if Dave and Tony would do Ends whenever it comes out, which would probably come out in January like it did with Kills, right? We would watch Kills while they were watching Ends. I think that worked out for a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Especially the peanut butter on the penis joke.
Let's have a look here. How about Anaconda? That's fun. In the same way that kind of Piranha's fun. I do like Anaconda.
Yeah, yeah.
Comedian Gallagher, Watermelon Smasher, helped finance Alligator. Really?
Did he? Did he really?
Wow.
Wow.
Who's that?
Gallagher was this like kind of like a prop comedian. He's still alive, and his brother kind of took off his, kind of stole his likeness.
Is it a bit like, who's the guy in Vegas with the ginger hair? Carrot Top.
Yeah, you know, the Gallagher's way better.
Oh, is he? Right.
Okay. Yeah. He would take pieces of watermelon, and he would take, it's called a smash-o-matic, and he would hit watermelon and get all over the audience. That was kind of his shtick. But he started talking about the English language, how things are supposed to rhyme. In school, they teach you that the last three letters are supposed to rhyme if they match the same.
Hmm.
But you get words like good and food, they don't rhyme.
Ah,
so
okay.
How do you sell it? How do you say it correctly? Do you say good food or do you say good food?
Good food.
Yeah, so there was this whole thing. It was actually, that's interesting. Quite funny.
The October, or the Oct. Do you all think it's strange that six-year-old Michael was outside for costume without his mask and 1963? He had to go inside to put his mask on. Why was he dressed up outside without a mask? Well, it was Halloween. That's
outside
why he was dressed
for
up.
Costume without a mask. When was this? Was this...
Yeah, so you're saying at the start of the movie in 63, do you think it's strange that six-year-old Michael was outside...
Sorry. Yeah.
With his costume on and then went inside and put his mask on.
Grabbed his mask on and went up and... Maybe we don't know the whole beginning of his trick-or-treat episode, right?
He could have been just coming in from trick-or-treating or something.
Yeah, and then he was just like, well, I had enough of this
I've got a spare 5 minutes. I'll go and knife my sister to death.
I think. I think this is a good public notice that terrible trick or treat candy will make your kids go nuts. Maybe you got a couple pennies and some toothpaste.
Maybe
he's just like, hell with this.
Yeah, I kind of get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I just think that it was just because it was Halloween, I think.
It's all, what are we going to, imagine putting this question to John Carpenter. Who's, you know, what do you say, Darren? For Christ's sakes, people, this is the movie. You know, they just get the, you had it for cinematic effect, you know? Pay me. Get out.
That just... Do you remember when Fletch did that guy with the ticks? dropping in people's ears.
Yeah,
just a little one there.
That was not like John Carpenter one bit.
Oh, sorry. It sounded more like Charles Cyphers. Yes, me, Larry.
Oh, dear. Well, he had just killed his sister, or are we just standing out there just confused? No, I think he means before he's going into the house. Here we go. Frank and Darren, someone gave Michael a toothbrush and toothpaste for Halloween and he went crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, Darren, you haven't experienced Halloween trick-or-treating until you do it from the United States. I mean, I got a comic book 1 year. Some lady tried to give my kids homemade candied apples. And I'm like, you are not taking that from her. I mean, look, she's got about 40 cats in her house. You think you're not going to get one hair all over those apples? Put those apples back. I think the kids took them and they flicked them in the lake, though.
Probably. This is a question for you, Frank. Do you want to read this out?
Sure. Looking forward to the upcoming Coronation Street movie, The Return of Terry Duckworth. Who's Terry Duckworth?
That's like you asking me a Bold and the Beautiful question.
Oh, okay. Coronation Street is like Downtown Abbey kind of thing, right?
Downtown Abbey.
Yeah. Is it Downtown Abbey? What is it over there?
Downton.
Whatever. Wimbledon.
Wimbledon, yeah. That's coming up, Wimbledon tennis tournament. Hollow Wolf says, only 13 likes and 76 people hit the like button. Good thing.
Sure.
Thank you for saying that. Yeah, come on, folks.
We're not forcing
you. Help the channel grow if you can hit the like button and subscribe button if you haven't subscribed. I'm presuming everybody here is a subscriber, but if not, be really, really pleased if you could. That'd be fantastic.
Now, Andrew Wilson, if I give everybody a Kelly Meeker cutout, she won't be my Kelly. She'd be everybody's Kelly. And then Kelly wouldn't be Kelly Meeker for me. It'd be Kelly Meeker. You know what? Kelly Meeker is actually here for everybody. It's just that she's a little closer to me. So, no, I'm not giving everybody a Kelly Meeker cutout. But I'll offer you guys this. I'm going to put on our Facebook a list of people that you want me to make a cutout. I have an idea of who it's going to be next.
A poll?
Yes. And Darren, I got one special just for us that I'm going to tell you about. Mine's at the gutter. Mine's at the gutter. Actually, no, put him back in the gutter. But yeah, I have I might see if I put a Connell Cochran on there, maybe an Ethel. It's going to be horror related. Of course, all these are all custom and it's going to take a while, but I'll put a poll up there and whoever votes, how many votes, whichever one get, I will have made.
Excellent. Let's put that poll up there then. Yeah.
Another one for, Sarah to be pissed at me about.
Yeah. Or you could just get a cardboard cut out of Sarah and put it behind
you. No.
What about the Reverend in the truck in Halloween 4 stood next to Loomis there?
Yeah. Or someone said get a mini Daniel Harris. I think it'd be awful, like a 12-year-old Daniel Harris next to me.
No, come on. Chidinaman says, busting up at my desk, my manager asked me what's so funny. It was fun explaining it to him. I have no idea what you were laughing at, but thank you for letting us know.
Don't get in trouble. Please don't get in trouble.
Yeah. Power Packer says, all of Nightmare Watch Along with Top Hat Dave. All the Nightmare on Elm Street films. All of them. Oh
my God.
Damn. I mean, it was tough getting through that series that we did a few months ago. I don't know if I could sit and watch them all again. But you know, we're due to have Dave back on here soon. So hopefully we can arrange something with him. Let's see.
Chester, that probably is going to come up, soon. He's asking if we could do, movie scores.
Yeah.
Horror movie scores. Yeah, that is going to be coming up. We have a whole list. It is on one of our lists, but I think it's further down because we just shoot these things out of our head. Mm-hmm. But we also take suggestions from you guys as well. It's not hard coming up with some of this stuff. It just, we got to think of it first. Does that make sense? that's a fortune cookie for people. You know, it's not hard coming up with things. You just got to think of it first.
It's one of those things, isn't it? And you have to have a flow as well. You know, mm-hmm. we've done a lot of kind of franchises recently. We'd probably take a break from that for a little while. And just concentrate on individual episodes. But it's just making sure that we have a flow with things. We don't want to go from Halloween to Die Hard to Nightmare on Elm Street because it'll just screw everything up. And a lot of people don't want to hear about other movies other than horror. Some people do. So if we're going to do movies that aren't horror, we have to kind of try and ease ourselves into it by, you know, just maybe softening things a little bit and then, you know, kind of testing the water with something different, but we've got a few ideas of what we're going to do next. I know we're going to do I want to do this as a single episode, Frank, because Frank hates Dawn of the Dead, as we all know. I love the original Dawn of the Dead, but Frank's a fan of the remake, and Frank put it to us that we do a reboots episode that's zombies, but I would kind of like to just do an episode on Dawn of the Dead, the remake and the original, and Frank builds a case for the remake and I build a case for the original, and let's see how we fight it out.
No.
Why?
I can't go on.
Because you lose.
Well, that may be so, but you know, I can't go on. Listen, it's not a competition, is it? You made it a competition now. I knew this all about you. Now it's coming out now. You have a hidden agenda, and I don't like it. I don't like it where you're going with this. It's all about a contest with you. Why can't we have fun anymore?
We will have fun.
Because you'll lose. Yeah. You bully, calling me a loser. I am offended now.
It is. I honestly, we meet in the middle on so much stuff. We appreciate so many films. You know, Halloween, American Werewolf, Flash Gordon. It just, list goes on of the movies that we absolutely agree on. And I remember suggesting doing Dawn of the Dead with you that time. And we didn't talk about it. We just went live and recorded. I was floored by the fact that you have such disdain for this movie.
Oh, shoot me with a rifle, for Christ's sakes. I mean, come on. You know, it just like, I felt like a teardrop on your floor. You know, I could hear it. You know, but I'm like, so I don't like blue fucking zombies and cottage cheese wounds.
Look, there's a few people that are on your side in the chat here, I can see.
I know, they're smart, you know, but I'm not, you're the one bringing it out. You know, now you want to make everything a freaking contest. Yes, I mow my own grass, so I work hard. You know, but you're like, you lose. That's what you call me. You called me a loser. I'm sad now. You wanted to start this. How dare you say?
Oh, now we've got to do it now. Look at this. This is going to be fun. I think, look, here we go. Frank hates Ted, Ned, Ed, Eddie, and Dawn of the Dead.
You know, I just look at that. You know, ladies and gentlemen, am I right? You know, he's picking on me all of a sudden.
I'm not picking on you. I just want to make a good episode. That's all.
Oh,
I'm
just okay. Trying to get you riled up. My expense. Well, you're doing a good fucking job of doing it.
Yeah, so our next episode will be Dawn of the Dead v. Dawn of the Dead, folks. The helicopter scene was epic, Darren. It sure was. It's fantastic.
Well, I can see we're doing this episode. You're going to have me like freaking Richard Pryor. I don't want to do this.
do you know about Romero's bleak ending for Dawn of the Dead? Yes, I think that they all commit suicide, if I'm right. I think that I think Ken Foree, as he's sat at the table before he decides to do all that kung fu on the zombies, I think he blows his brains out. I think that's what was going to happen. And I and isn't there something with the helicopter crashing on the roof as well? I can't remember, but I know that they all die. And it was pretty bleak, but I'll take it either way. I think it's great. Frank doesn't give a shit, look.
No, you're the expert in this crap.
Darren, nice Halloween t-shirt. Keep up the good work, buddies, and thanks for answering. Gotta go, guys. Yeah, it's Halloween 2, Gutter Garbs, Chester. Came out a little while ago. And Gutter Garbs, I got an email from them yesterday. They've done an original Piranha t-shirt.
Oh, cool.
It's fantastic. Yeah, they've done three or four of them.
Are they going to make the spawning one where you see a big boot kick Cameron in the ass?
There's no mention of a spawning one at the moment. But there's the original poster. There's an original, I think it's a newspaper cutting advert that they've done on T-shirt. Doesn't look very good, that one. But they've done an original artwork one of a girl stood in the water being eaten, which looks pretty graphic. And you like it because her bikini top's been bitten off.
Oh, cool.
Geeked Out Turtles fan says, Frank and Darren, have you guys thought about doing a best and worst of werewolf transformations?
We did.
We did, I think. We did, didn't we?
If not, we put one up there where the guy just gets puberty. Just ding, ding, all the hair comes up. You know, that one from, was it Thailand?
It was like a Thai thing. I can't remember, but all the bloody fur just kind of lands on his face, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But I'm sure we did a werewolves episode. We did a werewolves audio episode, and then we did a werewolves episode after that for when we came onto YouTube.
I think we did.
I'm pretty sure. Shamrock Balls, I did see this. This is really cool. Jaws is coming to cinema in IMAX. Also E.T. is as well. There's two movies coming to IMAX later this year, Jaws and E.T. But also there's a Real D version of Jaws that's coming out. Although it says, Shamrock says Jawa. Psst, yeah, it's, I'm quite keen to see this. I'm not bothered about the 3D. I'm really not bothered about the 3D at all. I don't think that version will be... I'm not a big 3D fan, but definitely IMAX.
Yeah.
You up for that?
Sure. I mean, I think I'd be nice to experience Jaws in an actual theater. Just that. Just the release. Especially IMAX. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I saw a question from Colin there.
Well, you know, I think Geeked Out Turtles fan says I'm prejudiced against the blue zombies. At least they're balls.
Colin, one of our moderators,
says, hey, buddy.
Dawn is an absolute classic. However, the zombie makeup is awful compared to Fulci's Zombie Flesh Eaters. That is true, which came out only a year later. Plague of the Zombies from 1966 has superior-looking zombies. Okay, maybe the blue zombies aren't that great, but still an exciting movie is Dawn of the Dead. But yeah, Fulci's zombies make me want to retch.
Yeah.
They're filthy, dirty, crusty, just horrible looking things. Props to that makeup guy. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but the zombies in Fulci's films are just sickening. There's that one on the boat at the start of Zombie Flesh Eaters or Zombie, if I think it's called, in a lot of territories, or Zombie 2. Mm-hmm. That big fat guy on the boat at the start on the Hudson
just falls right into the ocean.
Revolting looking. Yeah. Yeah, he's just revolting looking. There was a zombie in The Walking Dead when that first came out. There was a scene where there was a kind of zombie that had been underwater in a well for a long time.
Yeah, the well. Oh, yeah.
The well zombie. Wow. That was, and its head had swollen so much that its eyes were closed, and it, that was re- repulsive as well. And that kind of reminds me of the thing on the boat in Zombie Fleshy. It's,
Justin Goodrich, thoughts on the movie Exorcism of Emily Rose? I actually like that movie. Especially like, you know, when Carpenter contorts her body. And everyone jumped at the part where she's in her dorm with her boyfriend and she's upside down, all twisted. And all of a sudden her mouth just opens and it scared the living shit out of everybody. So it's so simple effect. It just goes to prove with the right atmosphere, you can make anything scary.
Cool.
Except for Dawn of the Dead.
Moving on.
Okay.
Thanks for answering that, Frank. It's not a question I can answer, unfortunately, Justin, but thank you for sending it in. I'm looking for my friend Ben Tramer. Maybe he's behind this bush.
Get your question in, folks. Get your question in. We're going to be heading out pretty soon.
Yeah. Evil Alex says, Michael Jackson's Thriller was my first contact with zombies. Still great effects and makeup to this day. They are great. They really are. That's Rick Baker who did those.
Yep.
Yeah. And yeah. Alan Purty, I think I meant to answer a question of yours earlier on, which was when is the next quiz going to be? Apologies for not bringing that up. I don't know at the moment. We will do one soon, probably. But that kind of takes a lot of preparation. So maybe in the next month or two, we'll do another one because that was good fun. And it's nice, again, just nice to be able to give back to people doing those things. So, yeah. Good Real Hunting. Hey, Brett says, seeing JC's The Thing this weekend for its 40th anniversary.
Wow.
That's really cool.
Cool. It's good to see this stuff on the.
Yeah, I presume it's on the big screen.
Yep.
But maybe he's watching it on his phone on the bus on the way home or something, you know. Wayne Bonner says, have you seen Life Force? If so, what are your thoughts on it?
I like Life Force. I like it.
Yeah, it's wacky, isn't it? Didn't we do something on Life Force?
We did Vampires. Our Best Vampires.
Was it on that? Okay.
I think so.
Yeah.
I like Life Force for obvious reasons.
It's Life Force is one of those films that
it's
was
a Tobe Hooper movie, isn't it?
It is. It is. Yeah. It was hugely ambitious, wasn't it?
Yes.
But just didn't work out at all. But it is fun. I hadn't seen it until, well, I saw it when it first came out, and then I watched it, I think, last year or something when we talked about it, and I. It's an expensive movie.
It was
really expensive.
Yep.
Jack Kelly. Hi, guys. Always seem to be late on these. Friday the 13th wasn't that great, but I have a soft spot for early 80s slasher movies. Yeah, we all do.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you know what it is for me? It's hard to take Jason out of it.
Mm.
And they could have... I should have a special place in my heart because it was filmed, you know, only maybe a half hour away from me. Oh, and a shout out to Vanderhoff. I saw you were in here. I hope you're doing okay at work. It should have a special place in my heart, but I just wish they could have done some stuff.
Hmm. Wayne Bonner says, Frank has the same reasons for liking Life Force as I do. Yeah, the stories behind that aren't too great, are
no,
they? We figured that out. Yeah, it was in, yeah. Darren and Frank, ever heard of Girls Night Out, aka The Screamer?
Mm-hmm.
A killer in a college a bear mascot suit puts knives through its paws and kills co-eds.
Yeah. Pretty good.
I haven't.
It's good. It's good.
Is it?
It's cheesy fun. You know, it's all
okay.
Cheesy fun.
What about thoughts on Pandemonium?
I haven't seen Pandemonium.
I haven't either. Is that a slasher film?
Writing it down.
Okay.
Pandemonium. Okay. I'll watch it.
Alan Purty says, what were your guys for zombies? I'm not sure what you mean.
Probably best of worst of. Is that what you mean, Alan? Love to get in on one.
We were talking about doing a reboots episode with Dawn of the Dead, Night of the Living Dead, Pet Sematary.
And Alone Alive.
Alone Alive.
The American version in the...
The Asian zombie film.
Yeah, the Asian version. They're the same script, but different ways.
Mm. How are you for time, Frank?
I got a few minutes.
Okay.
A few minutes.
Guys, get those questions in. We're going to take this to about 65 minutes, I think. Here we go.
Rosa, there you go.
Oh, here we go. Sorry, Darren, I'm with Frank on Dawn of the Dead, remake being better than the original. You see, what we could do is do these things and then put a poll up and see, you know.
You'll lose.
Okay.
How do you like it now? It's not good being picked on, is it?
It's impossible to pick on you, Frank. You've got an answer for everything.
I do. My wife hates me sometimes. She wins every argument.
Shamrock Ball says, Darren and Frank, what's your biggest guilty pleasure movie?
We did something like that, too. We did guilty pleasures.
We did.
I like Jason in Space. I like Part X.
That was one of yours. I remember that.
That was one of mine.
I think I would have to say it would be, I think I like some early Michael Bay, so The Rock or Armageddon, I think, are great fun.
You like some of his stuff where he goes,
All that slow-mo stuff. Yeah.
Every fucking thing, you know, Jesus.
Tiffany, hey, how you doing? Good to see you. Jack Kelly says, Salem's Lot was great. I liked Sometimes They Came Back a lot, too.
Yeah.
Is that Bob Clark? Oh, no, that's Children Shouldn't Play With Dead Things, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Powerbackers 90, another new YouTube member of ours. Any plans of best and worst of I Know What You Did Last Summer or Chucky?
Child's Play, we're getting there.
Yeah.
We're going to get there. I don't know about I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Mm.
Darren and I kind of stay away from like the polished stuff. Like the 90s.
Yeah, we're just not fans of late 90s horror. We did Scream, didn't we?
Yeah, we did that because the movie was coming out. I will not see Scream 6 in the theater. I will not see it.
No one's asking.
You asked me to do it for part 5. You're like, oh, you got to go see it. It's for the channel. And I'm like, you want to bust the whole money that people are giving us for me to go see it? Because that's what it would take. And I did it, and that's where I saw Vanderhoff. And Vanderhoff was just like, did I see you in the theater? And I'm like, yeah, you should have said hi. And but I'm not going to see part 6. I'm not going to see part 6.
Any shark film you like besides Jaws? Deep Blue Sea is always fun.
Meg is fun.
Yeah, Meg? I mean, really?
I like the Meg. Yeah, I like the Meg. See, now we're finding stuff about each other, right?
Yeah, this is it. It's all going tits
going
now,
downhill from now. You're the one who want to do this live episode and get all our, you know. Do you like people who are bald too, Darren? Do you hate us? No, Loomis.
I have my own hair problems. Thank you very much.
I think it's a good way. It's a good place to end on hair.
What on the bald comment?
Yeah, and the bloody bush from Ted Hollister. We're getting off track.
Okay, folks. So remember this Saturday, I think the alert's out there already for the best and worst of horror dads, horror fathers, whatever we've called it. I can't remember now. That's a live episode on Saturday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern time and 7:30 p.m. UK time. We've also got Critters coming up over the next few days. There's a new Patreon-only review that we've recorded for a movie called Blood Vessel, which is going to be going up on the Patreon site soon. Mm-hmm. And also, Dawn of the Dead v. Dawn of the Dead. Okay.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, as always, stick to the roads.
And the best of luck.
And I'll put up that poll there for you guys and see what comes out of it. Then if you want to make your own suggestions, go right ahead.
See you later, guys.
Take care. Bye.
See you. Bye-bye. I have got an outro that I did as well. Should we put that up?
Let's do it. I mean, good Christ.
Okay. See you later, folks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Take care.